I speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Do you remember the Greek mythology tale of Sisyphus? The Cliff's Notes version is this. Sisyphus cheated death, and as his punishment, he was forced for eternity to roll a stone up a hill, only to have it fall back down when he got to the top. Do you remember the beginning of the pandemic? When we were locked down for what originally seemed like maybe 14 days, just so we could get this pandemic under control, everything started to feel a little Sisyphean, right? We were all stuck at home, and so the days bled into one another, and we were just kind of doing the same thing every day. Felt like we were pushing the boulder up the hill, and it would just roll back down again. Or maybe if you don't like Greek mythology, you remember the comparisons to the movie Groundhog Day with Bill Murray. In this movie, Bill Murray ends up living the same day, Groundhog Day, over and over again. That's what it felt like at the beginning of the pandemic. We were kind of caught in this never-ending cycle of days. And many of us are still caught there. We're still trapped, doing the same thing over and over again. In today's Old Testament lesson, we get the story of the Ten Commandments. We see this terrifying mountain, similar to the mountain that Sisyphus must have rolled his stone up. Only at the top of this mountain sits God, in the presence of God, and it's shrouded in smoke and thunder and lightning. And Moses comes down from the mountain with two stones, two stone tablets that have the Ten Commandments on them. God's people had been slaves in Egypt for 400 years. They had been doing the same thing every day for 400 years, making bricks, building buildings, the same thing. And God needed to build them into God's people, to build them into a people that could be in right relationship with Him. And so we get the Ten Commandments. We get the beginning of God's law, the way that humans can strive for holiness, can strive to be one with God. Any quick reading of the Old Testament, however, helps you see that it's really not that simple. The Ten Commandments are the foundation, but throughout the Old Testament, we end up adding 603 more commandments. All in all, there's 613 laws, little laws and big laws, to help us stay on the right track, to help us be the community of God. And it seems like people just can't get it right. I mean, even in this story we hear this morning, the people already know that they can't really approach the top of the mountain. At the end of it, they say, "Moses, you talk to us, that's fine. Don't let God speak to us, or we'll die." Something in them knows they can't reach the top of the mountain. It's a losing game. They say, "Don't let God speak to us or we will die." In the gospel text today, we hear God speak. We hear the voice of Jesus telling another parable about what God is like and what God's kingdom is like. And Jesus says at the end of this parable a really fascinating line. He's quoting a psalm, and he says, "The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is amazing in our eyes." This should be the clue that God is doing a new thing in Jesus. You only lay the cornerstone when something new is beginning. The cornerstone is the foundation, the sure foundation on which everything else is built. In Christian theology, there's a really helpful distinction that's drawn between law and gospel. The law, like we heard in our Old Testament reading, contains all the rules and the things we should do and shouldn't do to be in right relationship with God. It contains all of the mandates, all of the obligations that we have to a holy God, to a life-giving God. For the people of Israel, it was the idea of covenant, right? That God had rescued them out of Egypt, had created life out of nothing, The law was humans' attempt to keep up their end of the bargain. And what we see, like I said, throughout Scripture is that it's a losing game. But I think we all know that too. We're like the Israelites standing at the base of the mountain saying, "Don't let God speak to us or we'll die." Anyone who's been a human being for any amount of time, or anyone who has ever loved another human being, can tell you, knowing what we're supposed to do and doing it are two totally different things. Seeing the law and living the law are two totally different things. And so I come back to that image of Sisyphus, because I think in some ways, pandemic or not, we're all Sisyphus. We're all pushing a stone up a hill. We're all trying to get to holiness, to perfection, to the presence of God, by following all the laws that God has given and all the laws that we have on our own hearts, what we should and shouldn't do. But I think if you're like me, you often find yourself at the bottom of the hill, having to start all over again, pushing that stone up. It seems like no matter how much progress you make, no matter how much enthusiasm you have, no matter how much energy you've got around this year's New Year's resolution, right, the stone just falls back down again. We are all Sisyphus. We're all pushing our stones, trying so hard. And some of us have gotten really good at pushing the stone. We know the right form. We've kind of polished the stone up. But we're missing that the goal is the top of the mountain. The goal is the presence of God. And so this new thing that God is doing in Jesus Christ is coming down from the mountain. One place in Scripture says that God dwelt among us, moved into the neighborhood, you could say. We no longer have to push the stone up the mountain. We no longer have to struggle over and over again against our habits and our self-defeating cycles and our besetting sins that have been with us for so long. Jesus comes to take those away. Jesus is the stone. But there's a problem with grace. And the problem is that our inner bookkeeper, our inner Pharisee, doesn't much like it. We don't like the idea that people get something for nothing, because we think that we have earned our place in the world. We think that all of our striving and our worrying and our stress and all of that makes us something. But what we fail to see is what it's doing is helping us maybe push the rock a little further, but we'll never get there. We'll never do enough or work hard enough or learn enough to be enough. That's not something we can do for ourselves. What we see in the gospel, which is the other side of the coin, we have law and gospel. What we see in the gospel is this good news that Jesus is the cornerstone, that Christ is made the sure foundation, and he is enough. And like our opening prayer said, through his merit and his mediations, we are enough. But again, that inner Pharisee, that inner bookkeeper really doesn't like that. And so I love at the end of the gospel today, it says that the Pharisees, the chief priests, perceived that he was talking about them and they wanted to arrest him. That's true of all of us. When we really listen to these parables and to the gospel message, eventually we get to a place where we start to perceive that God is talking about us. The gospel is first and foremost for me and for you. The trouble with that is, if we recognize that God is talking to us, to me, it means I have to do something. I have to lay down my burdens. I have to take up my cross and follow God. And so we do whatever we can to resist it. We want to arrest him. We want to get him to stop talking, to stop preaching this unmerited grace, this unmerited mercy and love that God has for all of us. In our merit-based world, the idea that we don't have to push the rock up the hill to be enough, sounds like blasphemy. But it's good news. And it's the only good news that will ever save us. It's the only good news that can make us whole and can make us enough. And so my question for us and for me is, what would it take for me to stop pushing the rock up the hill? To stop this Sisyphean cycle of trying and striving and working and doing more and more and more and more so that I can be enough? What would it take to let Christ be the sure foundation? To let Christ be the cornerstone? Jesus says that his rock, this cornerstone that he is, will crush anyone it lands on. Perhaps that's what we need. Perhaps the us that we think we are, our ego and our self-delusions and our self-defeating habits and all of those besetting sins that weigh us down, perhaps they need to be crushed. Perhaps we need to let the grace of God crush our ego, crush all those things that keep us from him. The German theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer said that when Christ calls a person, he bids them to come and die. And that's exactly what he's bidding us to do this morning. He's bidding us to let the rock roll, to let it roll on by, to give up the striving, to lay down the burdens that we're carrying, to stand on the sure foundation of Christ, and to let that be enough. And perhaps, just perhaps, we can find that we can rest in the rubble at the bottom of the hill, that we can say, surely this is the Lord's doing, and it is amazing in our eyes. That's my prayer for all of us this day. Amen.